It is one of A&M's most amazing traditions, honestly. It is a ceremony to remember the lives of 12 people that were lost in the tragic bonfire collapse in 1999. The most amazing part of the ceremony is that since it was so long ago, many of the students that attend today have absolutely no personal connection with those who were lost in bonfire, or have no connection to even a bonfire itself, since it doesn't happen at A&M anymore. But the purpose of the ceremony is to continue the tradition of standing for the fallen and continue the tradition of remembering those who we've lost as a community and as a family. So it's just a nice unifying ceremony to remember lives that were lost and also help people understand what the Aggie family is about and what we stand for.
And Mackenzie, when did this ceremony start taking place? Was this something that happened the year immediately following the bonfire, or was this something that came along afterwards?
It was something that came along afterwards. It actually was kind of a large project and has taken many forms throughout the years. Immediately after bonfire collapse, there was a candlelight vigil, and that was kind of the start of remembering. Years after that, the ceremony itself starts taking shape. But people always gathered to remember those who lost their lives. Once the memorial was built, we sort of started to see the ceremony that we have today, since the ceremony is in the memorial itself and in the spirit ring, and we have the yell leaders there and things like that. So it wasn't always the same, but the day after collapse, there was a ceremony to remember those who had lost their lives, and then it has changed throughout the years into what it is today.
Okay, and Mackenzie, if someone comes to the ceremony this year, what can they expect? What exactly goes on?
So when you come to the ceremony, it's a lot of silence and just sort of commemoration. People come in not really talking, not really saying anything, just sort of taking everything in. So you walk in through the front, grab a program, read it, take it all in, go through the spirit walk or the history walk, and sort of see bonfire throughout the years, and then go into the spirit ring, where you will then wait for the ceremony to start. It's a very simple ceremony. It's very beautiful. The yell leaders will read the names of those who lost their lives, and a candle will be lit in each portal for each person that lost their lives. And then we will sing a song, and it will be over. It's very simplistic, very powerful. Nobody really talks. We just are expected to stand there and be there for the people who lost their lives. It's very powerful. It's very moving. It's something that people can take as a personal experience for themselves.
We're talking with Mackenzie Spike about the Bonfire Remembrance Ceremony. And Mackenzie, when and where does this ceremony take place?
So the ceremony takes place on November 18th. At 2:42 a.m., which was the exact time that Stack collapsed. It takes place at the Bonfire Memorial. It simply takes place all around the area there. So you'll see people over the hill. You'll see people over at the front area where the history walk starts, things like that. It's really just a gathering at the Bonfire Memorial at 2:42 a.m.
And the entire public community, everyone is invited?
Yes, everyone is welcome. We encourage anybody and everybody who wants to take part in this ceremony to come out and support and be there for the Aggie family. It's a unifying experience for everyone.
Okay, great. And Mackenzie, if someone wants just to find some more information online about the ceremony or about Traditions Council, what is a good website?
A good website would probably be, I'm not actually sure. You can look it up through Texas A&M. Texas A&M has a website that should explain everything about the memorial and everything about the history of bonfire. So just a simple Google search, Texas A&M bonfire, and the first link that pops up should be the Texas A&M official website for it.
Okay.
You should be able to find profiles of the victims and the history of the memorial itself, as well as where to attend for the ceremony. We will have things set up on campus to help people get flyers and things like that to tell them where to go and where to be. So look
okay.
for that as well.
Okay, excellent. Mackenzie, before I let you go today, is there anything else that you would like to add?
No, just that I hope that we are able to get a lot of people out there, and I hope that everyone that attends truly feels how powerful and moving the ceremony is.